concentration, contemplation, and meditation. Now, this is a very, very serious subject indeed, as you all agree. Concentration, let's split it up into three parts, and let's study what each part really means. Concentration, what does this mean? Well, to some people it means reading a book, a novel, or even looking at television. Well, this is not concentration in its strict sense. Concentration is the result of directed thought. And wherever and whenever thought is directed down a certain channel, good or bad, that attitude of mind is then termed as concentration. Contemplation is something slightly different. Contemplation is a state of mind where, number one, the thought is controlled, but number two, the thought is left open to receive. If we concentrate on this little booklet, Your Higher Self Through Yoga, we would read it quite thoroughly. But if we were to contemplate on it, after we have read it quite thoroughly, we would then dissect it sentence by sentence, leaving our minds open to receive the information which this book has to offer us. If we were to concentrate on a flat fish, we would examine the fish very thoroughly, even count the fins, scales, and so on. If we were to contemplate on the same fish, we would try to, shall we say, leave our minds so open as to gain something of its environment, its physical function, its mental function, and so on. Meditation is that state where he who concentrates or contemplates becomes one with that upon which he contemplates. That is the state of meditation. It's a state which is contacted almost always in a very deep trance state. There are only rare cases of meditation where meditation itself is gained while the subject is conscious. Meditation is a state where the consciousness of the individual, the superconsciousness of the individual, contacts the all-knowledge space within that individual. In other words, it's that state where the soul of the individual is bathed in the light radiated by the spirit or spark of God within. That absolute spiritual essence within. Now, you will never touch that source, not on this planet, probably not in this solar system, but you can come near to it and bathe the soul in the light of this spirit. And when you come out of a state of meditation, you come out as a knower, a person who knows about that upon which you meditated, or upon which you gained this elevated state of meditation. Now, I think of all the words in the English language that is used wrongly, meditation is used more wrongly than any other word.